Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, and our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market and Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. All right, let's get to the old weather. That east wind they called for yesterday didn't blow 20 like they said, so take my word for it. These are only forecasts, folks. But it is foggy out there again this morning. It's real dense. I could hear the ship horns and the channel in the background this morning. So I was getting ready to come in. But right now, down on the island in Galveston, it's 69 degrees. They're calling for areas of patchy fog earlier. It's pretty dense over this way and around Trinity Bay, Baytown area. Looks like partly cloudy skies today with a high of 78. Southwest winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour. And then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies with a low around 70. Southwest winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, abundant sunshine and south-southwest winds 10 to 20. That high tomorrow will be 79. And pretty good front coming in this weekend. It's going to really lower temperatures into next week early. They even call them for frost in certain areas around here, so that's pretty strong. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We only have two of them today. Coming off that full moon, we have a low at 10:47 a.m. It's a negative 0.5, and then we have a high at 7:34 p.m. a 2.1. So that's it's about a 2.5 foot tide swing there. With that incoming this evening, sunrise 6:37 a.m. That'll put legal shooting time at about 6:07 a.m. in Houston Galveston area. 5:29 p.m. is sunset at moon phase 97%. Coming off that beaver moon, they called it. And looking at current conditions right now around the complex, down in Galveston, you have a southwest wind at 3 to 6. Air temperature 71, water temp 74. Eagle Point, it is 68 degrees, 71 degree water. Southwest wind at 6. And Morgan's Point, it's 67 degrees with 71 degree water. With a south-southeast wind at 3 to 6 miles per hour. So wind is not a factor again this morning. It's down, but it is foggy. Use extreme caution. If you're navigating around the bay and especially driving, pulling a boat, man, keep that head on a swivel. It's pretty gnarly coming in. But, you know, it did burn off right at daylight yesterday pretty quick over in this area. We didn't get any wind to push it out of here. It just started burning off a little bit faster. So That's good to hear. Well, the first couple of callers I usually have this time of morning are they're on the sick list. I didn't make it this morning, but if somebody would like to call in, if you got any questions or just chew the fat about the great outdoors, phone lines are open bright and early this morning, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. You know, talking about white-tailed deer, you know, at rifle season opened last weekend, and I've seen a few good deer. I'm not seeing a lot from South Texas yet. It's early yet, though, but, you know, in Texas, white-tailed deer rut, it typically stretches. That's what's good about the great state of Texas. You got a rut that lasts from late October through early December, or even really deep South Texas into, you know, January and part of February. And with that peak of activity, you get a ton of chasing, sparring, breeding, you know, usually falling in mid to late November, depending on the region you're in. And then this year they're predicting it to, they expect it to peak in early November, especially in East Texas and these parts around here. And seen a lot. You can always tell when the rut's kind of kicking in good because you see a lot of deer run over, cars hitting them this time of year, all up through the piney woods. And it's, you know, we're blessed to have a state. Well, we've got the largest deer population in the country. And we're, well, that's part of being blessed from this great state of Texas. But no state has more white-tailed deer than Texas, and that makes it one of the best places in the world to, you know, observe these wild rituals, you know, known as a deer rut and their annual mating season. And each fall, the bucks throw caution aside. They just roam boldly around and search for does. And they do a lot of showing off, you know, scrapings, rubs, marking their territory, fighting, you know, all their rival bucks for dominance in that area. And it's fun to watch, and it's quite popular. You know, I was looking at some numbers yesterday where in 2021, you know, as far as surveys go, they keep records on over 1 million people in the state of Texas hunted white-tailed deer. And then it fell off in 2024. I don't know what reason for that. But they estimate about 757,000 people hunted. So it, who knows with these, you know, patterns. I guess some people didn't experience it and like what they experienced and moved on to something else. But it is pretty much a, you know, it's like a national holiday in Texas, pretty much like dove season and quail. Everything we have to offer, you know, a quail open now, waterfowl. We've got some great waterfowl hunting. And not to mention our really good fishing in Texas. I mean, whether you're a freshwater angler or a saltwater angler, Texas just has so much to offer. Way more than you can even imagine. But it's that's a great place to live. We're all blessed to live here and be able to take advantage of the opportunities we have. And then on the fishing front, everybody's doing pretty good. Everybody I've talked to, you know, the people I'm related with, there's fish being caught all over in our system. You know, up my way, I think along the channel and the smaller bays, what we call upstream, a lot of people are throwing shrimp under a popping cork and doing really well on black drum, speckled trout, redfish, a few sheephead still, and not to mention flounder that we can't keep right now because the season's closed. But it's just the way it is with the – hopefully we can get the flounder populations up, but we hadn't seen maybe a significant gain in numbers, but it's there's pros and cons to that. There's a lot of controversy on that, what people think, and yeah, and everybody has their own opinions, including myself and several others have been doing this a long time. But here's a question from a listener. Says, catching small trout just about every cast, but no big ones. Should you change your bait? No, probably change your location. I mean, there's different methods of going after, you know, bigger, better fish. But, I mean, if you're catching, I mean, if you're on a spot and you're just catching nothing but undersized trout, I mean, I'd recommend moving on. There's no sense in damaging all those fish, you know, and just pounding on them like that and releasing them. And, you know, the risk factor is even greater just to get one keeper out of every 10, 12, 14 fish that you catch. It's not worth the effort, because we're starting to get a lot of different age classes of fish now, and there's no sense in beating on the future, sitting there pounding on it like that. I would move around. Now, there is cases, you know, like you're asking about, you know, if you're on some fish and but say you're on mature fish, keeper size fish, and you want to up your catch, you know, catch a bigger fish. Now, there's times where you're getting a lot of like 2 to 3 pound fish and you think, man, that's all that's in here. But if you kind of change things up, you know, maybe go to a top water and stick with it, a bigger top water, and just keep rolling it through those fish. You'll get a lot of sniffs and blows and stuff like that. But when you do hook up, it's going to be a better fish. You know, more quality to it. You know, it's like years ago, Blaine and I were fishing a tournament, and the fish were deep. It was a summertime deal. And you could put a tail on, and you literally couldn't get it back. We were in open water working slicks, and you could not get a tail back. I mean, you could catch 40 in a row if you wanted to, but they were all like 2 to 4 pounds. And then you'd throw a bigger topwater bait, a super spook. Now, we're fishing in 7 and 8 feet of water under slicks and shad balls. And when you throw a topwater, every bite you got was 5 pounds or bigger. And it just depends on the situation, too. I mean, right now we don't have any schools of fish like that consistent. But as far as just better quality fish, yeah, upsize your bait a little bit. Maybe switch over to, you know, a lot of people are going, man, it's corky season. But really, it's corky season all year long if you want to mess with throwing them. A lot of people go for the guarantee and bang for your buck, you know, with salt plastics and live shrimp and things like that. But you can catch fish on corky year round. But the problem with that is when you get a lot of the gaff top and hard heads in the bay, nobody wants to burn up a $15 bait on that kind of garbage, because a lot of times they'll ruin them. But we're losing a lot of the trash fish out of the bay now. A lot of that stuff's moving out. And it's more, when you do get on a school of fish, it's more pure. Now, the bird action right now, that's hit and miss. A lot of undersized fish in these birds, a lot of sand trout and small specks. Not to say that you may hit a magic school. I mean, if you want to keep messing with it and hit continuous school after school, you may run into some better fish. But instead of wasting your time doing that, go to where some better fish are. Find them on a shoreline or a drop off or maybe a reef. And there, you know, there's still a lot of fish deep right now, especially some good schools of reds up my way. They're holding it about anywhere from 6 to 8 feet of water. Now, a lot of them are oversized, but they're fun to catch. You know, a lot of people like catching them, releasing them, so that's a good thing. Not too bad, but all right, well, let's talk about the Belleville Meat Market. You know, it's deer season, and no better place to take your wild game to have it processed in the Belleville Meat Market. I think I'm going on about my 20th or better season with the Belleville. You just can't beat their quality and consistency. It's good. It's the same every year. It's just the way you like it. And while you're there, check out their meat market with a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with bulk pricing available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. And right now, they're taking orders for their pecan smoked turkeys. So order ahead to reserve your holiday bird, 11 to 13 pound average weight bird, and it makes a great meal for 8 to 10 people. They're really good, so get them while they're hot, so to speak. So, and their wild game processing, their new sausage recipe, you got to try that with tamales, venison, hot dogs. And the Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Well, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 419 here in the Bayou City. We're going to jump down to Port Mansfield right now. We're going to talk to Mike McBride, Captain McBride, see what he's doing these days. Mike, good morning. What's going on, man?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, son.
What's up, Big Mick, Big Dog?
Oh, man, not a lot, brother. How you been doing?
Well, I may have some fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, y'all got a lot going on in that little quiet little fishing village down there that's turning into, man, there's a lot of growth
what,
going
Peyton
on.
Place?
Yeah, it's Peyton Place and industrial growth. I mean, man.
Yeah, they ain't no good, man. They shut that down, though. But, you know, you got to, you know, we had this big election and everything. But let's talk about fishing first.
Hey, that's what I like talking about. Hell with politics.
Amen, brother. heck yeah, man. I know it was after the big moon and all that stuff.
Right.
But I know it may be an exaggeration, but I don't know if I've ever seen any fish in my life. Running the shallow flats up north at sand, my gosh, every square yard had like 5 wakes in it. And I'm talking about some good ones, too. I'm good trout, yeah. Good reds, everything. But Mickey was one of those deals where you shut down, you never see another fish. You've seen it. Tommy wakes everywhere. You shut down, you never see another one. Unfortunate. So I had to go out of the box and drift in 4.5 to 5 foot of water. And oh my gosh, those stupid oversized reds were like angry hippopotamuses. Top waters, no wind. I mean, it was pretty crazy. you know, we don't, you know, those mud mules can save your day, you know.
They can.
Yeah. Oh, and they did. I mean, and we, you know, we caught a couple good trout, but not many. But my gosh, Mickey, I think that we have recovered better than anybody else on the coast has. We have got more fish down here.
You and Cliff over Baffin Way and all that, y'all have, y'all have habitat. You know, your habitat is still intact, and I mean, that means everything for reproduction and growing fish and big fish and everything else. And it used to be different. We'd kind of, the upper coast had bounced back a little quicker than y'all would, but your fish still grew longer than ours, but it took a little more time. But yeah, from what I'm hearing,
Mickey, I don't care what anybody else says, I caught more fish in the Galveston Bay complex than I ever did down here. Not as big. But, you know, San Luis Pass and between Eagle Point and April Fool's, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I caught more fish up there than I've ever caught down here, but not as big. But right now, dude, it's just kind of stupid. Not sure why. And the Baffin, you know, guys and girls, they're catching some very serious, serious fish. But, you know, one here, one there, not a lot. You know Sally Moffat, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sally's catching some, all summer long, some really serious fish. But not a lot. But I think Port Mansfield has recovered better than anybody else has. Mickey, yeah. you do not want to believe what I saw the other day. And I'm fixing to go here again in a minute. My gosh, there's so many fish down here. Dude, you got to pull the plug and come down here, man.
I know. It sounds good and easy, but it's not, you know, with my schedule and things I've got going, brother.
Ain't got nothing going on, do you?
Just maybe. No, not me. I'm nothing to do around here. Now, these shallow fish, when you're running and you're seeing them wake up, you know, these pods of 3 to 5 fish, big wakes and all that, you shut down, you don't see anymore. Are you able to catch those fish, or are you having to fish deeper
no.
to get your bites?
No. You see fish everywhere. You shut down and you never see another one.
Amazing.
And I tried. So we had to go out of my box and drift deeper water. Dead calm and top waters. I mean, my heavens, the daggum oversized. We couldn't keep a fish. They were all oversized.
Right.
But, you know, again, what am I trying to say here? I think this winter is going to be epic. We've got so many fish down here, Mickey. It's just ridiculous. And I think we're going to see some records caught this year. And I'm not sure why, but I think we've recovered better than most on the whole coast have. I talked to Watkins yesterday. He said they're actually catching some 6-pound trout in Rockport now.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. There's some good, solid fish, 4s and 5s and 6s.
Well, they catch that up there. That's like 9s and 10s down here.
Well,
6-pound trout at Rockport's pretty cool, you know. But Mickey, I'm gonna tell you right now, every square yard had wakes. I mean, it was ridiculous. But again, you shut down, you never see another one, so you can't catch them. Wait till this norther hits. You see the weather, right?
Oh, we've got a good one coming, brother.
Oh, it's a real deal.
It's a real front.
Oh, yes, sir. Let that water temperature drop down a little bit. You know, tide dump some more. They'll put them on depressions and everything. I think we're going to have an extreme year. I got some new lures, by the way. I want to know what you think about them.
All right.
Well, Watkins is doing that Sixth Sense thing. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, a little bit.
The Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Well, they got some pinch-looking stuff. They got some paddle tails that look pretty good. And Trisha, when she's been going like 2-3 times a week now, which is very unusual. She took a Sixth Sense paddle tail off of a hook, full of teeth marks, just beat up. And it was still very substantial. Good plastic, you know. So I just got a bunch of stuff from Jimmy Burns. I got a bunch of stuff hit me today. So we're going to try that. But there's so many good baits out there right now. I'm kind of confused on what to use.
What are you throwing in that Sixth Sense? You're throwing that realistic shad-looking bait?
No, those are coming in a couple of days. And again,
got like a forked tail shad bait.
And those are coming in a couple of days. I'm going to tell you something, Mickey. Up in those shallow sand flats, there's a bunch of pinfish.
Mm-hmm.
And those big old trout just sitting in there. And you got a fan cast, walk 10 feet, do it again. And throw something like a pinfish. And, oh, heaven's sake. You know, Mickey, there's 6, 7, 8 in there at this time of year.
Yeah, awesome.
So, again, we're doing, pretty darn well down here.
That's what I'm hearing.
I know it's going to be hard for you, but, and I wish you would pull the plug and just come on down this winter.
Well.
You can't do it, but it would be great if you could.
Well.
Yeah, well, we can't say nothing about that. But, what I'm trying to say here, we have so many fish down here right now. All summer long, they were catching 28, going over 7 pounds in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does that mean during the winter? I'm not talking about it's one here, one there. I'm talking about a pretty good amount.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm really good. I guess I'm looking forward to this cool down, get that water temperature down, drop that tide so they all go in these depressions. We can talk to them better. But, dude, I took like a 5-year hiatus. But I'm back into it. And how fun is this?
Can't get away from it, man.
Well, it's in your blood, you know.
It is.
And I'm gonna tell everybody, December is one of my favorite months down here. We got 10, 12 days between the northers. And between the northers, you got this recovery period. It's beautiful. Nobody is here. And the fit. All right, Mickey, tell me this. I think a lot of this stuff has to do with photo period. These trout know where to be went. So they'll station up shallow next to deep water.
Yeah, I think you're right on the photosynthesis and all that. These fish know it's fall, even though the weather's not showing it. They know their movements, their patterns are the same every year, whether the weather justifies it or not.
How many years have we done this?
I don't know. I can't count that high. It's been a long time. Pretty much,
but,
I think
these fish
2 weeks.
Yeah, I think these fish take themselves where they know shallow water next to deep water. Mm-hmm. They're very easy to pattern. December, nobody's here. They're very easy to pattern. That's one of my favorite months. Anyway, I'm going to go in the morning. I don't care if I go by myself or not. But Mickey, I'm going to tell you something right now. We got stupid fish down here. And I'm not sure why. I know the limits and all that kind of junk. But, my gosh. I've never seen some. Well, that's an exaggeration. But I tell you what, we certainly saw a lot of fish everywhere we went. Now, you couldn't catch them. But they were there.
They're there, and you see them, and it boosts your confidence 100%. When you don't know they're there and can't see them and not catching them, that's degrading. But when you know you got them, you just keep fishing till you get them.
No, brother, super clear water, you know, a foot and a half deep.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere. But you shut down, you never see a fish again.
Right.
And how frustrating is that?
It is.
But, so I had to back off.
At least you've got
to back off and get out of the box. Go ahead.
No, I said at least you know you've got them, you know. And that's...
I think we do. I think that we do.
Well, good.
So I had to go out of the box and drift in the middle. Okay, you've been down here before. Remember good old West Bay?
Oh, yeah.
So... I had to go to the box and just drift out there in 4 foot of water with top waters. No wind. I mean, those big, oversized redfish were like rhinoceroses, like hippopotamuses. Well, it'll save your day. We only caught 1 7.5-pound trout. But for the most part, those big old reds, you know, they can kind of save your day. Can't do nothing else. I mean, we caught regular trout, you know, 20, 22 inches.
I got you. Well, hey, buddy, I got to run. I'm already up to my next break. If somebody wants to give you a call, Mike, put out your number if you'd like, and they can get
no,
you.
No, dude, I don't got anymore. No.
You don't even do that anymore? No. You just fish?
No, I ain't got it in 8 years.
Well, good.
I'm just fishing. Okay, thank you,
lucky
man.
You. All right, Mike, thanks for the call.
I'm just telling you, anybody else come down here, it's a pretty good venue.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful place.
Go do your break thing. Talk later.
Later. All right. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at AlliedInc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, Visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 437 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander this morning, see how he's doing. Morning, Tommy. What's going on, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother. We are.
Y'all are, yeah.
I think it's early for some this morning.
It must be. I didn't know. When you texted earlier, I was asleep. And I don't usually wake up till about 4. But I didn't see it, so.
That's all right. I was just checking in. I had a couple of my first two people I called. They were under the weather this morning, so.
Man, sorry about that.
That's all right. Hey, we got to hear old Mick Trout down there from Port Mansfield. Talk about all them fish he's got. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Millions of them.
Millions.
Millions of them.
I tell you, we got plenty of little ones, too. And then I don't know about giant ones, but we got plenty of little ones.
Well, we definitely find out when it gets a little colder, that water gets colder, you'll start catching better fish.
We have been catching. I've caught some good fish this week, too.
Have you? Well, that's good.
Like, it's a mix. It's not like they're all little, but we do have a lot of little ones.
Sure.
For sure. I mean, a lot. Like,
well, most healthy bays do. It shows your reproduction cycles were working good.
We had a good week. I mean, everybody caught fish, and it was good.
Awesome.
My slowest day of the week was yesterday for whatever reason. Not real sure, but we still caught just about what we needed, but it wasn't as easy. You know,
like
but
Pog
I have,
says, hey, we got what we needed.
Yeah, we like got what we needed.
Got what we needed, it, man.
That's what it was, but it certainly wasn't easy yesterday.
Right.
Like the rest of the week was easy. I waited 1 or 2 days, and we got them really good. The days I waited, that was pretty easy. And then I fished out of the boat one day, and we got them real good again, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday we fished out of the boat, but it was a lot slower. But I have caught 2 or 3 days in a row. I've caught a 25-inch trout, so that's looks all right. Looking
things
up,
are looking up. Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, on the top water both days.
Right.
So yesterday I had a 25. That was the only over. No, I had a 21 and a 25 yesterday, both on top waters. But the day before, we had a bunch of overs on top water. We had a couple 23s and a 25.
Can you believe we're even sitting here talking about that? We're catching oversized trout.
Overs. Yep, overs.
There used to not be such a thing, man.
No.
God.
Well, and still half of the customers don't know it or don't, you know, like when they're fighting a fish, like yesterday, you know.
You mean, Captain, I got to throw that fish back? Yes, sir, you really do.
Yeah. We had one. Was it yesterday or the day before? I don't remember which day, but guy's fighting one. He said, man, it's a good fish. And it come up and shook. I said, oh, yeah, it's a good one. It came by the boat. I grabbed the net, and I could clearly tell it was over 20. Yeah. And I said, oh, yeah, it's an oversized. And he said, what do you mean? He's still fighting the fish. what do you mean oversized? I said, it's over. You can't keep it. He said, we can't keep it. I said, no, it's going to be oversized. He didn't even know there was a limit. You know, I netted it up. It was like 20. Ended up being like 22 inches. Yeah, he didn't. He said, man, I can't believe we got to throw that back. I said, yep. Yes, sir.
Well, with these length limits, that little mere 5-inch slot we got to work with for trout, it just puts so much more pressure on the smaller fish, man.
Yeah, we
takes pressure off the bigger fish.
We were definitely caught a lot of them this week. There's no way I could even begin to count how many undersized fish we threw back this week. I'm talking a lot. One day we must have threw back 30 just in one day.
My gosh.
Maybe 40, 30 or 40. And now I'm not talking about working birds. I wasn't even working birds.
Yeah.
And threw back that many, you know, that were like 12 to 14s.
Well, the bull reds need a lot of little trout to eat, so.
That and the sharks. I've had several trout. Every week I'm having trout getting eaten by sharks. You know, well, maybe not this week. I don't know if I had one. But last week I certainly had one. I mean, I had a shark, took it right off at the head when I was fighting it in.
Well, that's never good.
No, I hooked a big gar, too. I hooked like a 5-foot gar this week.
Been a lot of gar catching and gar sightings this year.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of gar,
too.
Yeah, all over, everywhere. It doesn't matter. In the bay, I've seen them. I mean, I've seen them in the river, the bay, everywhere. Yeah, lots of gar. But fishing's been, you know, overall pretty good. It's getting warmer again. I guess until what, Sunday?
Don't get comfortable because it's going to get uncomfortable Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. It's supposed to be, and it's supposed to blow real hard Sunday, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's going to scream in Sunday and cold weather on Monday and Tuesday. Pretty good lows. You know, upper 30s, low 40s.
I'm supposed to fish Monday and Tuesday. So.
Afternoon trips.
That might be. They might turn into that.
You know, that's what I do this time of year. If it gets real cold, yeah. I'm flexible. I'm going afternoons and fish till dark.
It might be that. I got Monday's a man and a wife trip I got. They would definitely probably be down for a little later.
Our late evening bite's been stupid over here, too. You know, the guys I know that are popping out, taking off work early and popping out in the evenings, man, they're just.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard that over here. I haven't done it, but I've heard that there was a pretty good bite last week, for sure, on afternoon deal.
Well, and behind
you know,
moon,
when that first,
you know, next few days, it'll be good from midday on.
That first cold front we had that hit, that real hard one,
yeah.
Nobody was catching anything in the mornings. The mornings was dead, but the people that are going in the afternoons were just hammering them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was something to it then for sure, but I don't know. We've caught them on everything this week, plastics and topwaters and DOAs and gulps. And I mean, we've caught them on everything.
Yeah. That's what's good about this time of year. Just throw your favorite lure. It's usually, you know, just about anything's going to work if you're on fish. It's crazy.
They were eating that top water the day before yesterday. They were eating it like they wanted it. They wanted to kill it. They'd take the rod out of your hand.
Good.
That's fun. It wasn't any messing around with it. I know. And that eliminated a lot of the small ones. That's why I started throwing it, because we were catching, you know, 7 or 8 undersized to one keeper.
Mm-hmm.
So I had pulled that topwater out, and everything I started catching on it was a better fish. And bird working, we've got birds working all over the bay, and I don't know if I've caught a single keeper out of any of the birds this year so far.
The only thing good under our birds right now are redfish. I know a guy that caught some fish the other day. He just tried it. He wasn't catching anything. He was just pecking on them shallows, and he moved out deep. First school he hit, it was all just solid keepers under him. And then all the rest of schools was all trinket trash, you know, garbage.
Yeah.
You know, except for some redfish schools.
I hadn't even found the redfish ones. I went out there the other day, and we just decided, I had some guys, pretty good fishermen that day, and there was birds working everywhere. You could stand in one spot and we seen 10 groups.
Right.
And I said, they said, man, let's just go do it just to see this part
just
of the
to see.
And I bet we worked 5 different groups. I can't tell you how many fish we caught, and I don't think any of them would have made 15 inches.
No.
All of them.
Well, maybe we, these big time limits we got and everything now that, you know, we're going to part the seas and open them up, it'll, we'll start having big fish under birds again one day, like we used to see. I don't even mess with them anymore unless I know they're, you know, slot reds. I'll slide in there and catch a couple, but
I quit messing with them after that. I hadn't last couple days. I hadn't messed with them, but
no.
I'll wait again about another month, maybe, or, you know,
maybe
wait
so.
A little bit longer.
This next front with all this cold weather and temperature drop and everything, it'll weed a lot of that out. A lot of shrimp are going to, they'll probably be a really good dump of shrimp with this one. All right, look, buddy, I got to run. If somebody wants to come over and fish Matagorda with you, give them a number so they can reach out and get a trip booked.
Yes, sir. They can leave a message or text, too, if I don't answer. Call me on my phone at 979-709-8242.
All right. Tommy, boy, always a pleasure, man.
Yes, sir.
Catch up, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
All right, man.
Later. All right, Tommy. All right. Let's hop down the coast, way down there. Let's go to South Padre now and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, bud?
Morning, sir. Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Can't complain. It's all good.
All right. Same here. I'm just getting ready for another day. Got some calm weather today, so we're still out chasing tarpon right now. Getting near the end of our season here. You know, any tarpon that we catch right now could be the last one of the year. So you never know. We're enjoying them all. And any calm day we get right now could be the last of the year, too. So, you know, it's looking like we got a front blowing in this week and
right
and stuff. So we're holding on to this calm weather by our fingernails, you know.
Right.
And we'll see how it turns. I'm looking forward to cold weather, but I'm not looking forward to 25-mile-an-hour north winds, you know.
No, nobody is. Nobody likes
fishing in that stuff.
At 25, man.
Yeah, we had one of those the other day. Luckily, my guy didn't want to go. Some of the guys went out there and drifted the flats, you know.
Well.
But it's been a pretty calm week. Been pretty good, so things have been going good for us. You know, we've been catching quite a few fish. Maybe not as much fish as last week due to the full moon has made the bite kind of tough. Generally, especially like for my friends on the flats and stuff, they've been having a tough go at it this week with it's a very big moon out there.
Yeah, it is.
So it's been affecting that shallow water bite quite a bit. And even the tarpon bite, you know, I've been on top of fish quite a bit and they haven't been really aggressive for it, you know.
Well, I know that moon's been so bright the last couple of nights you didn't need a flashlight. You could walk anywhere in the dark you wanted to. It's like daytime.
Oh, yeah. Really. I've been driving my boat in the mornings and really not even needing my spotlight on the boat. I use it anyways, but I could really get away without it.
Even as foggy as we are up here this morning, I could look straight up. That moon was straight overhead when I left the house to come in here this morning, and it was still, you could see it through that thick fog.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, the fish have been chewing. You know, the ones that we have been catching have been pretty big. You know, we've also been on a few, like, juvenile tarpon. We went, caught some smaller ones the last couple of days, too, and we caught a nice ling yesterday.
Right.
And so today my guys want to go try for the tarpon one more time out there, and then they want to do some snook fishing after that. And then, starting Saturday, I'm back on the flats. So I'll be on the flats Saturday chasing redfish and trout.
Boy, you're a ping-ponger, aren't you? You're all over the map, man. Tarpon one day, snook one day, trout and redfish, mangrove.
Yeah, it's hard to stay on all the species, you know. It's hard to stay on, but I fish every day almost. So I'm generally on some kind of bite, and Right. It won't take me long to, you know, I might not be on them as well as some of my buddies are that are hitting the flats every single day, you know, but, you know, give me a day or two or a couple of drifts and I'll be back in the game, you know. And,
well, that's what we like about you, Brian. You fish for all of them, buddy. You go for it all.
Oh, yeah. We're going to chase them all no matter what. There's something that we can catch no matter what the conditions are. Something's happening out there. Something's chewing. We usually can find it, you know, unless it's dangerous. We'll stay in.
You're blessed to live in the area you do. You got a lot of good things, whether you're fishing or hunting. You're right in the middle of it down there, buddy.
We've got a really good, really nice fishery here with a wide variety of fish and a wide variety of ways to catch them. And I tell you what, I mean, I used to have that 18-foot boat with the 140, and then I had the 21-foot boat
right
with the 200. You know, now I've had two of the X3s with the 350. And once I jumped up to that 350, I mean, obviously you're spending a lot more gas money. But I can go everywhere, and I can do everything now, you know, and that's one good thing about it in my day. My other boat used to be just too slow. I couldn't go. I had to pick an area and commit, you know what I mean? Now I could go tarpon fishing for a while. I could run to a nearshore wreck and catch a ling, and then we could finish off our day in the backwaters chasing snook or redfish in, you know, a foot and a half of water. And so if something really sucks, you know, I used to be committed, and we had to pick it apart and really wait for it to turn on. Now I can just say, let's just get the heck out of here. Whose idea was it to come to this spot? This captain sucks, you know? and we'll get out of that spot and we'll go and do something. We can adjust to small things, because sometimes it can just be, I just need to move over 100 yards. There's some baits jumping over here, and then all of a sudden you're catching them, you know, flopping them all day. And then sometimes it takes a more serious move. You've got to be like, no, we got to switch completely everything we're doing. We got to run, make 15-mile run, get away from this area and fish this other area. I chase the tide a lot too. You know, sometimes the tide will be really dead in a certain area and we're waiting for it to start. So I run closer to the inlet because the tide is going to start at the inlet sooner than it starts 14 miles up north, you know?
Sure.
So on days where there's very little tidal movement or we hit a slack tide, I start running south, or I'll run south and catch that tide and work my way back up north with the tide. You know, I can move around a lot when you got that big motor, you know, of course.
And it makes a difference on weak tides. Same thing, you know, the weaker the tides, you want to fish closer to the inlets and outlets.
Yep, exactly. Or in between spoils and things that create false tides like that, you know. Things that bottleneck it, you know, on days where there's really a slack tide and stuff, I'll try to get in between spoils or little channels or little wind driven points that create a little bit of a false tide also, you know.
Exactly. You know what you're talking about, man.
Right. I may have watched a YouTube video once or twice, probably.
Catch that on YouTube. Well, Brian,
out there, as soon as you think you know everything, you know,
I know.
Where you don't want to get kicked, and you're like, "Holy cow! I guess I didn't know nothing." So,
well, that happens. That's I've been here a long time, and I still learn something new all the time. You just never know. You got to do it.
That's
to know
a good
it.
Thing about it.
All right,
great
buddy.
Thing about the game, yes, sir.
Well, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Brian, give them some info how they can reach out and book you.
Sure. I still have a couple of openings in December from a cancellation, and January, February, March have quite a bit of openings as well for some primetime snook and flats fishing. Give me a call, area code 956-755-9413, or visit the website inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
I like the way you put that, primetime snook. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, Brian, you have a good weekend. Good talking to you. I'll check in with you next week. Have a good one, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. See you. All right. That's Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Carvana is so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.